You're listening to a series about outdoor activities from ricing to survival skills from a Boys Fort perspective.
My name is Mary Bell Isham. I am an elder here from the reservation. I was born here up in Hattie Brown's house. Grew up as a child here. There was 14 of us.
So you grew up here in Net Lake, and tell me a little bit about what it was like growing up here and some of the things that you did and the things that you did with your family and that sort of thing.
Well, what I remember of growing up is that being from a large family and not having a father that worked steady because of the seasonal work around here.
What was the seasonal work?
He worked in the woods. He did some, they call it gypoing.
What is it?
Gypoing. They cut logs and and pull them out. He had a team of horses. So we all had to help at one time or another. My job was to feed these horses every morning. So that's how we grew up. It's kind of like it was hard working. We were a hard-working family.
So one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you was about ricing here in Net Lake.
Okay.
And just about Kurt and I talked about talking to people who were had a ricing camp or were in a ricing camp or does ricing. And so I wanted to ask you a little bit about that and what that was like, whether you did that with your family or several families, and you know, maybe talk me through what your role was, or I don't know anything about harvesting rice or what's involved, like from start to finish. What would y'all do?
Well, my ricing experience started when I was 10 or 11, and my brother was a year older, and my dad said it's time for us to propel the boat while he knocked the rice. And I was sitting in the front, and my brother was in the back to steer the boat and to push from the back, and I was to paddle from the front. So that started us pretty young, and he kept us out there mostly all day. I used to cry while I was paddling.
How come? Why?
It's hard work.
Yeah, hard on your arms.
Oh, it's hard on everything, and the bugs and the heat. But that was the beginning of my ricing. As I grew older, I got my own... had my own partner. I decided I'm going to try to knock the rice, and I found that I was real good at it. I got a lot of rice. Well, you have to have some rhythm. My daughter, I went with her, and I was going to pole her, and she had no rhythm at all to get the rice.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You're not a knocker, right? You're not a knocker, so you'll have to be a poler."
Mm-hmm. What does the poler do?
You stand in the back of the boat. You have a long pole with the duckbill on the end, or else a fork, or you push on that and go as far as you can, as long as your pole is pushing, where the knocker has an even ride along the rice as she knocks or he knocks.
Mm-hmm.
And the more faster you are at hitting, getting each side and how clean of a picker you are, that's another. You can't hit it too hard or you knock the head right off. Not there to ripen anymore.
And so what would happen when the boat would be full?
Then it's time to come in and put it in sacks.
So how long would you be out there for, typically?
Maybe start about 9 o'clock and go till about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. We would take the finished product. At that time, we only got a few dollars a pound, but we would get so much off this lake.
Mm-hmm.
We could make money at it. And it would be, we'd be eating plentiful during the rice harvest time, and we could be taken to town, and our parents would bring us, get us school clothes. We never had school, nice new clothes like that, you know, during the year. And so it was a happy time when harvest was done, we'd have the money to go and do things.
What's it like now, ricing? Do you go out now, or?
I don't go anymore because of arthritis. It's still in my blood to be with anything to do with the harvesting. The biggest part of this for me right now is I am a prayer person, and I do a lot of praying for the lake, for the well-being of a good harvest. So they have the hand-parched rice being done up out here. Mm-hmm. And I was a firekeeper out there to help keep fire as they parch the rice. But that got to be too much. It's just a lot of work. So now I just kind of go around testing the rice.
Boys Fort Outdoor is produced by KBFT with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.